The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture, that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Brothers and sisters, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. St. Paul tells the Colossians of a mystical dimension of living in Christ. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. What is it to be hidden with Christ? What does it mean to be hidden with Christ in God? It is something new. It is something out of this world. It is something eternal and lasting forever. Christ died on the cross and was raised by the glory of God to the highest throne of God, where he reigns forever and ever. Blessed be his name now and forever. Jesus told us that the way was the cross. The way was to follow him. The way was to take up our cross each day and follow him. He obviously said it a lot. He said, "Come, follow me." And so we are here today. We have followed him. We have come to him. We have endured with him the horror of him being crucified. We walked the stations of the cross throughout Lent, and we came to Calvary, to that place where Jesus was sacrificed. All through Lent, we tried very much to enter more and more into the mystery of God. And to a greater or lesser extent, each and every one of us has done that. We come here today to celebrate the outcome of that, and that is Jesus' glorious resurrection. But we need to remind ourselves each day that our life is hidden with Christ in God. We as Christians are called to be witnesses. We are called to go, as the gospel writer says, to Galilee. There we will find him. Galilee was the place of the Gentiles. It was not a Jewish place. It was a place where all the foreigners lived. All the people who did not believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It was the place where Jesus said he would go and the disciples would find him there. And they saw him there. They saw him at Emmaus. They saw him in all those apparitions. The disciples saw him because he revealed himself to them. He did not reveal himself to the Gentiles. He expects us to reveal him to the Gentiles, just as those early apostles did when they went out, and we hear their chronicles in the book of Acts. This same Jesus who you crucified is the Lord and Savior of the world. We are called to do in our time what they did in ours. We are called to have our lives hidden with Christ and God, but not hidden from the world. The world will never understand until it truly believes as well. And we, by being good Catholics, by being good Christians, can talk to our neighbors and show them what a Christian life is. By our example, we will convert the world. There's a lot of negativity in our world today, and a lot of things that are bad, really bad, and we cannot accept those bad things. We must work hard to become the very best Catholics, the very best Christians that we can be, in order to communicate with a world which is very, very confused. So we are rejoicing today in the resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, who died and rose again, who died and rose again. Let us keep trying to enter more and more into the mystery, for we do have but one holy priest, one holy altar, one holy sacrifice of the Mass forever, one holy sacrifice for the life of the world.